I would like to start off by saying good evening, everyone. I'm glad to see that you all made it here tonight. Now, as you know, this month's theme is serving God and man from the heart. And tonight we want to focus on our topic, serving God honestly. And with that said, I would like to ask each of you a question. Are you serving God honestly? In 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul gives us the way in which we are to determine this. He would write, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified." And with this said, I want you to ask yourselves this question. Is there any unrighteousness in my life that is holding me back from serving God honestly? If so, you must remove this unrighteousness by coming to the light. John would say in John 3, verses 20 through 21, "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. So therefore, we must lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save our souls," James 1 and verse 21. And it may be the case that the reason as to why we can't serve God honestly is because we're not being honest with ourselves. And so we would do well to take heed to what James would say in James 1 and verse 22. "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And with this said, I'm reminded of a man by the name of Nathanael, in which Jesus would say concerning him in John 1 and verse 47, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit." And we would do well to follow after this biblical example, because blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute sin, impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Psalm 32 and verse 2. And once we've begun the process of serving God honestly, there are going to be persecutions. And yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. And not only persecution, but there are always going to be hindrances in our life. So therefore, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, let's be the kind of servants that are always providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Let us be able to have a confident attitude like Job, when he would say, "Let me be weighed on honest scales, that God may know my integrity." Now, I wouldn't be serving God honestly if I didn't tell you that you could be saved by saying the sinner's prayer. That's nowhere found in the scriptures. And contrary to what most of the religious world teaches, the scriptures teach us something else. In Luke chapter 8, when Jesus was explaining the parable of the sower to his disciples, he would say in verse 15, "But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with an honest and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience." Notice that those who had an honest and good heart bore fruit, which means they were serving God honestly. But before they bore fruit, they had to hear the word first. And the same is true for you and I. We must first hear the word. And then after we've heard the word, we must believe, because Jesus would say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And not only must we believe the word, but we must also repent. Because Jesus would say in Luke 13 and verse 3, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. We also must confess, because Jesus would say in Matthew 10 and verse 32, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. And also, we must be baptized, because Jesus would say in Mark 16 and verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And we must be baptized for the right reason. And last but definitely not least, be thou faithful unto death, and he will give us the crown of life, Revelation 2 and verse 10. Now, it may be the case that you have obeyed the gospel, but at some point you wandered away from the fold. Won't you come back? Won't you come forward tonight and let us pray for you? We love you and we want to help you serve God honestly as we together stand and sing.